Julie, 2.
Barack Obama has failed America.
When he took office, the economy was in recession, and he made it worse.
As governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney slashed wasteful spending and eliminated a projected $3 billion deficit. When Dee Dee Jongo is on the Iditarod Trail, she remembers the lessons her father taught her.
Perseverance, to work hard, and to pull together.
Now Dee Dee Jongo's father, Ken Stout, is running for the Anchorage Assembly. Ken Stout currently reviews the contracts the state negotiates with oil companies. Ken makes sure Alaskans get every dime we're owed. Marianne Sherman lied. That's the bottom line. First, she got on the radio and said she supported the firefighters' right to strike. Then she got on TV and denied ever saying it. Is Marianne the type of person you really want to send to represent you in Washington? Tom Collins grew up in Jacksonville. Tom's family lives here, his children go to school here, and his businesses are located here. Tom is a lifelong Floridian who cares about our community. Tom Collins is honest, hardworking, and ethical. Tom knows how to bring people together to work cooperatively to improve our community. And Tom cares. Jacksonville is Tom's home. What do Steve Cowper, Tom Fink, and Tony Knowles have in common? When they needed a strong, effective leader, they called on Dan Coffey. Governor Cowper appointed Dan Coffey to the Alaska Housing Finance Board during the difficult days of the 1980s. Mayor Fink tapped Dan Coffey for the board of the Anchorage Museum of History and Art. Governor Knowles appointed Dan Coffey to the State Board of Fisheries. Cowper, Fink, and Knowles are poles apart politically, but they all agree Dan Coffey is a strong...